Are you ready to learn some English? It's a great day here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and we have a really fun lesson for you all today. Our new topic is fashion, and this lesson is called Warm Clothes for Cold Weather. Warm clothes for cold weather. So, Peter, what clothes do you wear when it's cold out?
I wear a coat and a scarf to keep warm. Winter clothes are very important when you live somewhere that's cold. Hi, everyone. I'm Peter. I hope you're ready to learn a lot today.
But right now, it's time for us to read today's Read It. Friends, you can find that in your LTE magazine, and you can read it along with Peter right now.
Abby is wearing a short-sleeved shirt in the winter. Why? She read a weather report in the newspaper yesterday. It said tomorrow will be warm and sunny, but the report was wrong. Her outfit isn't good for today's weather. Taylor needs winter clothes. Many of her winter clothes are still in Vancouver. Her coat is too thin. Rob has a heavy coat. Taylor wants a thick coat, too.
I don't like it when that happens to me. Sometimes I come to work wearing clothes for nice weather, but then it becomes bad weather.
I agree. At work, I always keep some extra clothes at my desk because I never really know what the weather will be like. It can change during the day.
That's true. Maybe I can leave a coat at work. And then I still have an extra one at home. But right now, we need to learn today's keywords. Everyone, here's our favorite word lady, Christina.
今天的主题讲到冬天的温暖衣物。Abby 昨天在报上看到气象报告说今天会很温暖，所以穿了短袖来上班。报纸是 newspaper. She read the newspaper yesterday.气象报告说今天温暖又有阳光，阳光充足有阳光的就是 sunny. Tomorrow will be warm and sunny. 结果今天好冷， Taylor 也是一样，她的外套太薄了，薄的就是 thin. Her coat is too thin. Rob 说他有一件比较厚重的大衣，厚重的形容词就是 heavy. Rob has a heavy coat.
Why are you wearing that shirt, Abby? This weather is too cold for short-sleeved shirts.
I know, Susie.
Why didn't you wear winter clothes?
I read the weather report in the newspaper yesterday. It said, tomorrow will be warm and sunny.
Oh, the weather report isn't always right.
I know that now.
We never really know what the weather is going to be like. So how do you know what to wear for the weather?
Well, I watch the news to get the weather report. It tells me what the weather will be like, and then I wear the right clothes the next day.
We know the word report from other lessons because people who work for the news are reporters, and they report on things like the weather.
Reports tell us what we need to know. I know a lot of our friends write reports for school.
Yes, when your teacher asks you to write about a topic, they are asking you to write a report.
Do you know what my favorite reports to write in school were? Book reports. That's when you write about a book you read in class.
Okay, I like reading books.But I don't like writing book reports.
Well, I did. And remember, when we read, you read something in a book or in the newspaper. Christina will tell you more about that.
Abby 说她昨天看了报纸上的气象报告。I read the weather report in the newspaper yesterday.所以中文虽然说在报上看到什么，但是在英文是用 in the newspaper. 介系词用 in， 所以在书上、在杂志、在目录上等等，看到什么都是用介系词 in。例如 ，I read his story in the book。我在那本书上读到他的故事。或者 ，Look at this picture in this magazine。看一下杂志上的照片。这些都是用介系词 in。
Now, if you learn something from the TV or radio, we use the word on. I learned something on that TV show, let's talk in English. Or, you heard something on the radio.
That's right. So friends, how do you learn about the weather? Do you read about it in the newspaper? Or do you watch the weather report on TV? You can practice asking this question with a friend.
I usually get the weather report on my phone, but that report isn't always right.
Now, when something isn't always right, that means sometimes it can be wrong.
Katie isn't always right, but she is right about this. The weather report said it's going to be warm today.
Yeah, I wanted to play soccer later today, but I think the weather is too cold for playing soccer now.
I wanted to play too, but it is still winter. Now, Rebecca would like to talk to us more about this grammar point.
When you want to tell someone about the weather, you can use this grammar point. The weather is too adjective for noun. For example, the weather is too hot for a walk, or...The weather is too rainy for a tennis game. Friends, it's time for you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Right now, the weather is too cold for many activities you do outside. What I really want right now is some sunny weather.
Sunny weather sounds great. It has been snowing too much here this week.But what I really want to do is learn today's calendar phrase.
I know that now.
I know that now.
我现在终于知道。
This restaurant is terrible.
I know that now.
The food is terrible.
I know that now.
The service is terrible.
I know that now.
Everything is terrible.
You're right, but I didn't know.
Well, you know that now.
Yeah.
I know that now.
I know that now.
我现在终于知道。
Hi, Abby. How are you?
I'm okay, Taylor, but I'm cold.
Me too. I only have this thin coat.
Most of my winter clothes are still in Vancouver. I didn't bring them. What was I thinking? I wore the wrong outfit today because the weather report was wrong.
Let's order some hot drinks. They can warm us up.
In today's lesson, Abby thought that the weather was going to be warm. That's why she didn't wear winter clothes.
You can say that Abby wore the wrong outfit today. Her outfit is for warm weather.
Right. When we talk about the clothes someone is wearing, you are talking about their outfit. Peter, what's another way to use this word?
That's easy. When you want to tell someone you like their clothes...You say, nice outfit. Hey, guys, remember to say this to a girl. Hey, Katie, nice outfit.
Oh, thank you, Peter. I just got this outfit last week. I think it looks really great. Wait, you just wanted to practice your English.
Maybe I did. See, friends, it's really easy to practice English. We teach you very important things on this show.But Katie, I really did mean it. Your outfit does look good today.
Ugh, whatever. Let's get back to the lesson. Taylor doesn't have the right clothes for the weather either. What is she wearing, Peter?
Taylor wore a thin coat. We also know that a coat keeps us warm. It's like a jacket. But a thin coat is for weather that is just a little cold.
Yes, sometimes you only need a thin coat. You could also use the word light. For weather that is not very cold, wear a light jacket.
Yeah, I usually wear a thin coat to the movies, even in the summer, because it is a little cold inside the movie theater.
When you are cold, you could also order a hot drink. That's why I drink more coffee in the winter.
That's right. If you want to warm up, that's a great way to do it. When I'm cold at home, I use a blanket to warm up. Katie, if we say warm up, does that mean if we want to be colder, we say cold down?
No, but that is a nice try. If you are too hot, you can drink something cold to cool off. So we say that you warm up or you cool off.
Lots of us order something to drink to either warm up or cool off. When you order a drink, that means you are buying it from a store, like a coffee shop.
Well, friends, right now, it's time for us to take a short break. If you're cold, get a hot drink to warm up. And if you're hot, get something cold to cool off. But make sure that you join us again in just a few minutes.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Today, the weather is cold. The weather report said that it was going to be warmer, but it was wrong. That is why Abby wore the wrong outfit today.
I think that that has happened to everyone. Maybe one day it started to rain after school, but you didn't have a raincoat.
That's right. It can be hard to know which outfit to wear. Let's go to Conversation C to see what our friends are doing right now.
Taylor, is this your coat?
Yes, it is. Thanks. I left it here at lunch.
Wow. This coat is really thin. It can't keep you very warm.
It doesn't. I really need a new coat.
You need a heavy coat. My coat is really heavy. It's good for cold weather.
I need a thick coat like yours.
So it's hard to know what kind of coat to wear for the weather. Is it going to be cold or is it going to be warm? You don't really know.
The best thing to do is to check the weather report on the news. Check the news is just another way to say that you look and see how it is.
Maybe my shoes are untied. Someone will say, "Hey, Peter, check your shoes." So, with weather, it's important to check the weather before you leave home. Katie, how do you check the weather?
Well, I usually check the weather report on TV. But some people like to read the weather report in the newspaper.
I usually like to check the weather report on my phone. Sometimes I listen on the radio when I'm going to work. Friends, how do you check the weather?
In Conversation C, Taylor needs a new coat. She needs to buy a coat that is heavy.
We talked about a thin coat earlier. That's the same thing as saying a light coat. You wear it for weather that is just a little cold. But a heavy coat is for when it's really, really cold.
That's right. A heavy coat is for colder weather. Peter, can we call this heavy coat thick?
Yeah, if a thin coat can also be light, then for cold weather, you can wear something that is thicker. So Taylor needs to buy a thick coat for the cold weather.
But she really needs to buy a thick coat that is like Rob's. And Christina wants to tell us more about this phrase right now.
Rob 有厚外套穿，可是 Taylor 没有，他好冷哦。所以 Taylor 说 I need a thick coat like yours。句尾的 yours 是所有隔代名词，它代表的意思是 your coat。全句可以说 I need a thick coat like your coat。可是因为 coat 这个字重复出现，所以就用了 yours 这个代名词来表示。我们来练习一下这个句型。I have a big bag like yours. 我有一个像你一样的大包包。She wants to buy a bicycle like mine. 她想要买一辆跟我一样的单车。你也造句练习一下吧。
Thanks, Christina. A thick coat is really nice to have, but they're also really heavy. They take a lot of work to carry to the office or to bring home.
That's right. And if the weather is not too cold, then I just like to bring a thin coat with me. But Taylor really needs a coat that is thick.
So what can she do? She can go to the store and buy a new coat. Or if she's busy, she can order it online.
Ordering something just means you buy it and it comes later. Sometimes it's easy to order clothes online.
And it can be cheaper, too. So Taylor should think about doing this, maybe. She needs to go and get a new heavy coat soon.
Yes, she does. Thanks, Peter. Friends, right now we're out of time, so let's review the key words together now. Say them with us.
Let's go to our first key word. Newspaper. Newspaper.Ellen reads the newspaper every morning.
Sunny. Sunny. The weather is warm and sunny today.
Thin. Thin. This paper is thin. I can't write on it.
Heavy. Heavy. Heavy winter clothes keep you warm.Okay, those were all the keywords that we learned together today. You can use them when you're talking about winter clothes and the weather. Right now, we're going to look back at all of today's conversations.
Why are you wearing that shirt, Abby? This weather is too cold for short-sleeved shirts.
I know, Susie.
Why didn't you wear winter clothes?
I read the weather report in the newspaper yesterday. It said, tomorrow will be warm and sunny.
Oh, the weather report isn't always right.
I know that now.
Hi, Abby. How are you?
I'm okay, Taylor, but I'm cold.
Me too. I only have this thin coat. Most of my winter clothes are still in Vancouver. I didn't bring them. What was I thinking?
I wore the wrong outfit today because the weather report was wrong.
Let's order some hot drinks. They can warm us up.
Taylor, is this your coat?
Yes, it is. Thanks. I left it here at lunch.
Wow. This coat is really thin. It can't keep you very warm.
It doesn't. I really need a new coat.
You need a heavy coat. My coat is really heavy. It's good for cold weather.
I need a thick coat like yours.
Ginger, what are you laughing about?
It's cold today.
Well, of course it's cold. It's winter weather.
Yeah, but I'm not cold. And look, I am wearing a short-sleeved shirt.
You're also wearing a heavy coat.
No, I'm not.
Well, yes, you are. Your fur is a coat.
Oh, so I'm wearing a fur coat.
Yes, and a sleeveless shirt.
But I don't need the shirt, right?
Right. So you should take off the shirt.
Okay.
But keep your fur coat.
Yeah, I'm keeping that. You're funny.
Okay, everyone. Today we are going to answer it. Here's question one. What kind of coat does Rob have? What kind of coat does Rob have?
You can look for the answer in conversation C. Rob has a heavy coat. Now, let's go to question number two. Do you like to wear winter clothes? Why or why not? Do you like to wear winter clothes? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from our friends.
Do I like to wear winter clothes? Of course. Warm sweaters, colorful scarves, comfortable pants, and fun hats? Sounds like my favorite outfits. Wearing winter clothes can make me feel safe. The right clothes also help me enjoy winter sports like sledding and skiing. But when spring comes, I am always excited to put my winter clothes away, put on my short sleeve shirts, and enjoy the sunshine again.
Do I like to wear winter clothes? Why or why not? Yes, I love to wear winter clothes. Why? Well, because I don't like to be cold, and winter clothes keep me warm. So that's why I always have a warm sweater, a heavy coat, gloves and hats and scarves with me all the time during the winter.
Do I like winter clothes? Of course! When it's winter, I want to keep warm, so I wear a lot of winter clothes. I wear boots, and I wear gloves, and I wear a thick coat. I also wear a scarf around my neck and a hat that covers my ears. And then I get nice and warm. But then, when I get to work, I have to take off my boots and take off my coat and take off my gloves and take off the scarf and take off my hat. It's a little bit of trouble, but it's worth it.
Do I like winter clothes? Yes, I like winter scarves and hats and gloves. I can wear gloves on my hands and feet. But most of all, I like my own coat. It's real fur and very warm and beautiful. Yeah, how about you? Do you like winter clothes too? Yes, they keep you warm. And they're fun.
That's the end of the show for today, but make sure that you come back tomorrow for part two of this lesson. See you then here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.